Well, welcome back to Radio Entrepreneurs, post Labor Day fans, and everybody hopefully is back to work. And we sure been working at Radio Entrepreneurs, trying to line up a whole series of entrepreneurs through the fall that will interest you and keep you informed on what's going on in the economy. My name again is Jeffrey Davis. I'm host of Radio Entrepreneurs and also CEO and founder of Mage LLC, management consulting firm. Since 1985, over 700 leaders have worked with our organization. So we like talking to leaders. We like talking to entrepreneurs. Our next guest, Wissam Breegi, CEO of Breegi Scientific. And we're going to talk about portable infant incubators. Is that correct?
That is correct.
So I was a premature baby. So was I your target?
All right. Absolutely.
See, that's where a lot of people say my problem started. But I was a preemie before they had all this technology today.
So, well, it is, and it is a very expensive and complicated technology. And unfortunately, it is more, you know, something that we see in the developed world than, you know, the rest of the world. And still, even, you know, here in the U.S., you know, something that costs over $3,500 a day to actually put a baby in an incubator. So,
really?
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Wow. Well, at least there's that's good. Why don't you tell us about the whole evolution of the company, how it started, and you know what's your, you know, what's so special about the company?
So Breegi Scientific is basically what we did is a biocontainment space. So that's the original technology where we thought about it. There's a, you know, a little background, a personal background. Actually, my son was born during the first Gulf War. And it's like in the middle of the war. And we end up basically, my wife was pregnant with Danny. And we did not, you know, have an access to a hospital where, you know, you can have, you know, incubators or anything. So, you know, being, I guess, in the middle of the war, we find this small hospital that they did have incubators, but there was no electricity. So, I literally end up, you know, after his birth, you know, immediately to go outside and collect some twigs and wood and all that to actually heat the place because it was February and it was freezing cold. So this is something, you know, stuck with me, you know, and thankfully Danny is now, you know, a graduate from BU and then he finishes master's in public health. So he wanted to follow suit, I guess, with his mom and me and in the medical field, but he decided to go in the public health. And interestingly enough, he came back actually to me a few years ago telling me that there was 3.5 million babies every year die because they didn't have access to, you know, incubators. And I was stunned. I mean, I'm you know, in the medical field.
This is worldwide or in the United States?
Worldwide. Okay. And still in the United States, actually, it is one of those things that, you know, been very well documented. Nowadays, people have to travel probably, you know, 100 miles to get, you know, rural areas to get to a hospital where you have, you know, a NICU, you know, facility in hospitals. And as I said, you know, it is very expensive. It is complicated and needs, you know, it's very demanding kind of space, you know, in the medical field. Since, you know, we thought there must be a solution, you know, that you'd have an incubator that you cannot use because there is no maintenance or no electricity. And of course, this is around the world. It's a huge problem. So we developed a disposable infant incubator. And that is a very unique and a completely novel idea, is that instead of having a baby in a regular incubator, you would have them in a disposable housing backed up by battery. Or can work on any kind of electricity, even, you know, regular electricity and convert it. And that made it very versatile and can be worked, you know, in a car as a transport incubator or in a hospital or a smaller clinic. And so this is something we patent and we've been working on it for several years now.
So have you gone out to market with it? Have you been selling them?
No, not yet. So we've been very thorough in developing the technology. And now the technology itself, it went from a regular incubator to a very high tech, but very low cost incubator. And the incubator, actually, the one we're been testing and did several versions of it, it provides heat, humidity, ventilation, phototherapy, data collection, that you can actually collect all the data that comes, while the baby in the incubator, and you can analyze it. So it will tell you, a certain hospital, area, a country, what's going on with these infants, what kind of cost, what kind of treatments you need. So BIM, a very sophisticated machine, which, 5 years ago when we started, it was just heat and humidity.
So who pays for this machine? Is it... And where is it more likely to be used? Is this in other countries?
So when we started, and this is, probably part of the idea as a business idea, that in the US or in developed worlds, was very hard to convince somebody, a doctor or a hospital, of using a machine that costs an $80,000 plus. This is only, purchasing it, and going with a disposable machine that costs, it's like less than 1% of that, and it doesn't need, all the maintenance, all that. So what we decided, instead of fighting, an uphill battle, trying to convince people, said, let's go for the rest of the world. And we talked to a lot of countries, ministers of health around the world, which, got a lot of great reception, and people have been trying to work with us and give us, access to their hospitals, their healthcare system. But what is really interesting, here in the U.S., that in the past, few years, we've been talking to lead neonatologists in the country, where in the beginning thought, great, this is, can be used in other countries. Nowadays, they came back, the same, people, they came back and said, I think this is something can be used in the U.S., especially after COVID-19, because having a disposable housing, a mother that is suspected or, infected with COVID. Now the baby, it could be, contaminated, and, put them in a machine that you cannot sterilize, in the incubator. Then the whole machine now is contaminated. So the NICU department is contaminated, and the healthcare providers now, they are, in danger. So having a disposable housing, you would have the baby in, but then it's very easy to dispose as a biohazard without, cross-contaminating, having another baby would be put in. And that actually solves a problem. And as one of the neonatologists, recently wrote a letter for us saying that basically it looks like this is the future of infant incubators. And the same thing, we got interest from the Dutch government, which was very interesting. I was invited to go there and talk to several hospitals, because they think that this is probably the way to go, instead of using, these big machines that has to be in, only in a specialized, highly specialized departments.
So how are you going to be selling these? Are you going to be using agents all over the country or all over the world, or are you going to be selling them yourselves?
When we started, and we've been, talking to, as I said, to several foreign governments, ministers of health actually showed a lot of interest, and even we talked to, even higher levels, vice presidents and all that about, this, and they showed interest, to basically, as a healthcare system, that they would buy, these machines. And that's for us is great news. So we don't need to go, hospital to hospital. Now here in the US, definitely as a system, probably it will be, a great opportunity for healthcare insurance companies. So the insurance company, basically instead of spending, daily, $3,500 to even up to $7,500 a day, it's going to be costs a fraction of that. The machine can actually be sent home, like for phototherapy and all that. So you don't need to have the baby in the hospital and all that cost. So definitely, I would think insurance, health insurance companies and, hospitals, it would be, a lot of interest in developed world.
It's all very interesting. And we hope you come back through the year and tell us the progress with the company. And we said, obviously, children are a big priority for us. And if someone were looking for you in the company, how would they find you?
It's Breegi Scientific, B-R-E-E-G-I, scientific.com. And now we are actually working to provide the same technology for COVID-19. And we are talking to the FDA about this, and there was a lot of interest because, again, it is actually can be a containment for COVID-19. So we've been working very hard on that.
Right. And where's your business located?
In Boston.
Oh, good. Well, I want to wish you all the best. I hope a lot of people connect with you. I know I will. And continued success. And I look forward to our next conversations.
Great pleasure. Thank you very much. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you. And remind everybody, this is Radio Entrepreneurs.